Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Residents of a Hartford, Connecticut suburb are coming to grips with the realization that a family-owned business there is now best known as the site of deadly workplace violence. 9 people are dead following a shooting spree at a beer and wine distribution warehouse. Among them is the alleged gunman. Connecticut Public Radio's Lucy Napathanchel reports.
34-year-old Omar Thornton was a truck driver at Hartford Distributors, a beer and wine wholesaler in Manchester, Connecticut. Police say Thornton was being escorted from the property after a disciplinary hearing when he pulled out a handgun and started shooting. Calls immediately began pouring into 911. An hour later, police say they found Thornton's body among the dead. Manchester Police Lieutenant Joe Santantonio says it appears the suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The police did not discharge their weapons at any time during the response.
Once news reports filtered out into the community, family and friends rushed to the site. Employee Mark Quattropani has a son who was also working at the warehouse this summer.
He actually said he saw the shooter walking onto the dock, and he just jumped the other way, which I was saying, you know, great. You know, you get out of it, you see a gun, you run the other way.
Quattropani says he was shocked to hear the name of the alleged shooter.
He's like one of the quietest, shyest people around.
Among the dead was 51-year-old Brian Sirigliano, the president of the Teamsters Local 1035 that represents drivers at Hartford Distributors. Others confirmed dead include Victor James. His 86-year-old mother, Gloria Wilson, lived with him. Wilson told WFSB Television she heard about the shooting on the news.
I just started praying. Don't ever, you know, anything happen to him. He's such a good fella. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes him. And he's got two nice daughters, you know, my grandchildren.
Wilson says James also liked his job. He had been working at Hartford Distributors for 30 years. Later this month, James would have turned 60 years old. The company where the shooting took place has long roots in the Hartford area. The beer and wine wholesaler has been in business for 66 years, owned by the Hollander family. The family is reeling from the tragedy that took place inside their business. Family member Steve Hollander was among those shot, but he's expected to recover. For WBUR, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchel in Hartford.